From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Happy New Year, I'm Dan Dreher. A number of new state laws go into effect today dealing with the minimum wage, global warming, and discrimination. One law could even affect the type of lipstick you buy. Today, California becomes the first state to require cosmetics companies to disclose ingredients linked to cancer or birth defects. Sarah Varney reports.
The state already lists about 800 chemicals believed to cause cancer and reproductive harm. But up until now, consumers had no way of knowing whether those chemicals were in their toiletry and makeup brands. State Health Department spokeswoman Patty Roberts says the funding for the law came through a few months ago, and officials are just beginning to figure out how to gather ingredient lists from cosmetics manufacturers. The state will most likely post the information on a website, though the details are still to be worked out. Pete Price with the National Environmental Trust lobbied for the bill.
And we're hoping that that will simply force these companies to decide, you know, we don't want that information to be on that website. We'd rather just reformulate our product and get the cancer-causing chemicals out. That's what we're hoping will happen.
The new law doesn't prohibit manufacturers from selling products with suspected toxic chemicals, but companies could face fines if they fail to submit ingredient lists to the state. Scientists have long known that tiny amounts of toxic chemicals found in deodorant, shampoo, and other products can be inhaled or absorbed through the skin. Researchers have found male rodents exposed to high levels of one common group of chemicals called phthalates develop testicular cancer. But scientists don't know if low-level daily chemical exposures pose a risk to humans. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
In a state with a wealth of pet hotels and doggy day spas, it may not come as a surprise that over the last year, California lawmakers created several new laws aimed at improving the lives of pets. Tamara Keith has more.
California's new dog tethering law makes it a crime to leave a dog chained up for more than 3 hours. Besides helping pets, Pam Runquist with the Association of Veterinarians for Animal Rights says there are public benefits. Dogs that are chained up, she says, tend to be more territorial and aggressive.
And so by not allowing dogs to be chained, there's less chance that we'll have these dog bite incidences in communities throughout California.
Egregious violations could lead to a misdemeanor punishable with a fine of $1,000 and up to 6 months in jail. It's also now a crime to leave an animal in a hot car. In addition to fines for the owners, the new law authorizes animal control officers to break into a car to help an animal in distress. Another new law requires the state to incorporate animals into its disaster response plans. Alexis Raymond with United Animal Nation says in the case of Hurricane Katrina, many people put themselves at risk because they didn't want to leave their pets behind.
Animal lives and human lives are intertwined, and we really need to include the animals in these disaster plans and the emergency plans to keep humans safe as well.
Animal advocates say they'll be back in Sacramento this year with more bills to protect pets and wildlife. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith.
New Year's Day traditionally means waltzes and polkas as the Vienna Philharmonic celebrates January 1st with its annual concert. But we've got a little opera for you now, courtesy of some homegrown talent. In her 20-year career, mezzo-soprano Susana Guzman has performed on many of the world's premier opera stages, but she always makes time to come back to her native East Los Angeles to help troubled kids find their voice. From KPCC in Los Angeles, Adolfo Guzman Lopez reports.
Opera singers call them golden moments, when a singer nails a role and the music and production values are top-notch. That's Susana Guzman in Bizet's opera, Carmen. She's enjoyed many other golden moments in her 2 decades on the professional stage, at the Metropolitan Opera, Carnegie Hall, and the Grand Theater in Geneva. She's a diva, all right, a friendly diva, who devotes much of her time outside the opera house to students. Elementary and middle school students at a public school in eastern L.A. County pay close attention as Susana Guzman pushes aside the heavy curtains in their school auditorium and belts out the high notes. She takes off her gray wig, rhinestone horn-rimmed glasses, and a feather boa, and in her street clothes tries to demystify what she does.
Opera is just another way to tell a story. It's like when you dance, or when you play a guitar, or you write a poem. You want to tell a story that is too big for words.
Guzman has done shows like this so long, she runs into teachers who remember her from when they were students. She says her efforts are paying off.
Today when I ask the kids, have you ever been to an opera before, at least 20 of them out of 100 raise their hand, and in the old days that never would have happened.
Organizers of this after-school program say these students come from working-class families. Some are in foster care, while others suffer abuse at home. Guzman says the kids' faces remind her of her cousins growing up in the East L.A. neighborhood of El Sereno. Unlike these kids, Guzman never met an opera singer in the public schools she attended. Her first serious singing experience was painful. She blew out her voice in a rock band. A teacher made her sing opera as therapy. One singing competition led to another. Awards followed, then job offers at opera companies in New York, Washington, D.C., and San Diego. Often she was the only Latina in the company. Now she realizes she was breaking ground.
Maybe I've been a key in the door and opened the door for other people to see there are things in your life that you can dream and you can achieve.
Opera icon Plácido Domingo is general director of the LA Opera. He says Guzman is a valuable lieutenant in his efforts to nurture opera's future fans.
She's not only an excellent singer and an actress, and personality, but she has a special soul, meeting with people in general.
Guzman has many fans who admire her art and advocacy. Manuel Payan is one of them. He grew up in Nicaragua with a father who loved opera. He waits outside LA's Dorothy Chandler Pavilion before a recent performance of Verdi's La Traviata, with Guzman in a supporting role. Susana Guzman, he says, is a worthy ambassador of the art form.
Like Plácido, she's a symbol for all over the world.
That's Guzman in LA Opera's La Traviata. She says skill and luck have enabled her to last in a demanding field.
Well, the good thing about my voice type being a mezzo-soprano, we play a lot of old ladies. So... I will be a vieja on stage until the bitter end.
She is wrapping up some unfinished business. She's returned to Cal State LA to complete her bachelor's degree in music. Her goal, she says, is to finish college before her teenage son gets there. For the California Report, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez in Los Angeles.
And that's the California Report for Monday, January 1st, 2007, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Dan Dreher. Have a great new year. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, sponsoring the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards, with information online at www.irvine.org, the Walter S. Johnson Foundation, and the California Healthcare Foundation, committed to improving California's healthcare delivery and financing systems, on the web at chcf.org.